Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott says the U.S. Supreme Court already upheld the constitutionality of laws requiring voters to show a photo ID at the polls. So for the Justice Department to now say Texas cannot implement its own voter ID laws denies the state the ability to do what other states rightfully can do under the Constitution. Abbott's challenging Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act. Because of past discrimination in voting, that section says any changes to state election laws must be cleared first by federal authorities. That's to ensure that voting rights are upheld. Abbott's petition says Indiana, Kansas, and Georgia, among other states, have approved photo IDs and argues Texas law is similar. But election law assistant professor Joseph Fishkin isn't so sure. He teaches at UT's law school.
But even in that case in Indiana, nobody resolved a claim about whether this law discriminated against racial minorities.
Fishkin says the gist of Abbott's argument essentially says Section 5 may have been valid when there was overt racial election discrimination, but those days are over. Therefore, so is the need for the preclearance Section 5. Fishkin suspects if the case ends up before the U.S. Supreme Court, Abbott's argument will not persuade a majority. Fishkin says just look at the recently redrawn district maps of Texas, where federal judges cited problems of discrimination.
To the degree that that sort of thing is still going on, I don't think the argument strikes most justices as persuasive that Section 5 is unnecessary.
Still, Fishkin adds, he's just not sure. Meanwhile, a similar case in Alabama was filed months ago, and Abbott's critics say that case should play out first. KERA sought comment from Attorney General Abbott, but his office said he wasn't available. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.